And why hasn't the watchdog media put these stories together and presented it to the public? Direct-to-consumer pharmaceutical advertising grew from $791 million in 1996 to more than $3.8 billion by 2004. Those familiar with this subject claim media executives fear the loss of advertising revenues from the giant pharmaceutical corporations, some of the largest advertisers in the nation. Why haven't physicians spoken out about this? Many have, but they don't receive significant coverage in the corporate mass media, and many more fear reprisals from both the drug corporations and the federal government. Additionally, corporate drugs are heavily promoted to physicians. The pharmaceutical companies send representatives to physicians' offices talking about their drugs, giving free samples of their drugs, those types of things. That effort dwarfs the pharmaceutical corporation's advertising expenditures, explained Alan Matthios, a dean at the College of Human Ecology at Cornell University. But the education issue that has drawn the greatest recent controversy is Public Law 107-110, known better as the No Child Left Behind Act of 2001, NCLB, a prized legacy of the Bush administration. According to the Act, its purpose is to ensure that all children have a fair, equal, and significant opportunity to obtain a high-quality education and reach, at a minimum, proficiency on challenging state academic achievement standards and state academic assessments. Signed into law by President George W. Bush on January 8, 2002, the Act nevertheless brought immediate criticism from educators, state authorities, and libertarians alike. They questioned the Act's sweeping proposals, which range from forcing teachers to confirm the federally mandated curricula to inflicting monetary punishments on school districts that do not live up to federal expectation, and even taking state control or turning them over to private management companies. They also questioned the $410 million apportioned for the education of migratory children, most of whom come from the families of illegal aliens. Standardized testing has proven a handicap to children who speak English as a second language. While no caring person would want to be caught leaving some poor child behind, there was nevertheless the irksome feeling by many that the Act was a thinly disguised attempt to force conformity on students and standardize the minds of American youth.